Hello and welcome to episode number 194, Armored Show Podcast. We are in the place to be. We have a guest here. As we've had, it's been going, frankly, we don't have episodes without guests anymore. Maybe at some point I'll be back by myself. Who is the guest on this episode here?
Well, the guest today is Nelson Valdivia, the one and only.
It's the one and only Envy, Nelson Valdivia. Now, Nelson is a mutual lineage of Alex, past guest from episode, I think, 48. I looked that up recently. Now, how long have you known, joke, but you and Alex, how would you describe Alex, by the way, your brother?
Older than me. Mm-hmm. Equally colored.
Equally colored.
Yeah.
What is, that's true. And he is more into, like, currently sometimes music festivals, things like that. Do you go to any sort of dance festivals, music festivals?
Do I? I do not.
Like it, that?
Yeah. No, I'm definitely more the homebody of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you always been a homebody from when you were little? Because I can't picture like a six-year-old homebody. When was that transitionary period? Or was it when you were six, too?
Well, I think I was always into computers. So, like, I always was, like, on the internet. And you can't really go out and use the internet. I mean, you could. They had, like, internet cafes and mm-hmm. be social about it. But
PC Bong.
Yeah. Yeah. For those who don't know Korean.
For those who don't know.
We went to a very Korean high school, right?
Right. We went to a wonderful high school with Korean people and Armenian people like myself.
Yes.
And others, but yeah. A lot of Korean and Armenian people.
Yeah. And, but because of that, I think because I was gravitated towards that way, I ended up becoming a little bit more of a, like a low key kind of person.
Low key.
Yeah.
Which is good. It is energy conserving, some would say.
Yes. Well, but thank you for inviting me back, by the way. I haven't been on this podcast for kind of a while, but I did make it in the top 200, so I feel pretty good about that. When I got the call that I was going to be on the wait list, I was ecstatic.
Right.
But then when I saw I was number 194,
right,
I just thought, damn, I'm good.
Right.
To make the top 200 of the Armin podcast.
You made it right in time.
Yeah.
You're in the first 200 episodes.
I'm in the top 200.
Barely made it in there. Because, frankly, if this was, I don't know how long later, you weren't going to be in the first 200 episodes.
So, feeling pretty good about that.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, I want to mention, Nelson, one of the few who was on the previous iteration of the podcast, similar to Alan, who was on a week or two ago, the one that was that guy named Armin. Nelson was on it. He was there possibly on two episodes. I can't remember, but he was there. So, you know, they have that thing like they were there, you know, started from the bottom and they were there. Something like that.
Yeah.
We'll give a shout out to Actually, Nelson for that.
I remember when we were on it last time, we only had one mic. We were sharing a mic.
This is true.
Yeah. And I think it was my idea to say maybe we should use two in the future.
Well, see, you had mentioned that.
Which Armin did not take very well.
I thought he was making fun of my laptop. No, I didn't actually think that. But I didn't have a second mic at the time. And then at some point later in the current iteration, Rami on an episode also mentioned similar. And I was like, sounds about time. And now here we are with two microphones, two people. One per person.
Twice as good.
Right.
100% improvement.
There does not need to be as much of a handoff.
Yes. That's right. Right.
Not that I'm not a fan of the handoff. It's kind of cool to say here. Here you go. He is here.
So today.
Yes.
What are we talking about today?
So Nelson. So welcome to this one. Now, I'm going to jump in with this one and then transition off into others. But first, books. Your reading of books. Tell me. Recent readings, something you've liked, what have you taken from them, do you read, and that.
This is a bad time to say I don't read.
Okay, he doesn't read. No. All right, so no. It turns out, joke.
I don't actually listen to too many books or read too many books, but I just happened to brave traffic on the way over here mm-hmm. and did hear a book. I was listening to the James Comey book on the truth. Or it's the story about how he got fired by Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to it on Audible, and this is where you go into the plug about Audible.
Okay. Our show is not sponsored by Audible, so this part
but we're hoping
doesn't
to be.
Make any sense.
Yeah, he's hoping to be. So.
You know, I don't know if I'm hoping to be, but a lot of people are using Audible, and this sounds just like the actual ones when people are talking about it, because they'll talk about it for a few seconds, and then they'll go back to the thing.
Yeah.
What is an advertisement?
I like how they very, like, gently transition it. It's
right.
Like, it's like they're building talking. Onto a point, and it's
it kind of
ties
little
in.
Little
yeah, exactly. And you want to
so
look
John,
onto Squarespace. You know,
right.
Like
the blending so. Is something, but is anybody... Does that work?
It must.
It must work.
It must, because everyone does it.
Right.
And now you. And now the Armin show.
Well, I did it not Audible, so I don't know if that counts.
No, I guess I did it. So Audible, you know, come find me.
Right. Come find him specifically, and then that's where you can do it. So you listened to it. So you didn't read, you cheater, but you listened to the book.
Yeah. Well, I'm in L.A., so we're
right.
all we're stuck
in
traffic.
This is great.
We're all stuck in it took me like 50 minutes to get here.
Do you read? No, I'm in L.A.
Yeah.
Which is kind of accurate.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time,
nobody
for,
got
that.
Time for that.
Now, so is there any takeaways from that book that you liked, or was it more the story of it?
I think what I like, what I think is fascinating is me and Armin, we were talking about this briefly before
yes.
we got on the live air.
Right.
About how things are changing in this world, or we're seeing things change now, but really the roots of those problems could be seen heading that direction early as like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not saying generally problems, but it's like things, whatever's occurring today as far as in schools or in public or the walks or the happenings.
Yeah.
I'm being very broad here,
yeah.
but like...
Yeah,
well, predict
well,
them a little
one
bit.
Of the points that he makes in this book is that the emergence of fake news
uh-huh.
and the concept of lying and truth in our modern day society, and it just kind of got me thinking a lot because of the differences between you and me,
mm-hmm.
Armin and Nelson.
Or Vast.
Armin is an ENTP, right?
Uh-huh, that's my personality type.
I'm
listed in the spectrum.
And I'm an INTP.
Completely different there.
And he Armin very often refers to me as being more of the strategic type.
Very strategic man.
Very strategic. So, like a suspicious mind, you'd say, like, someone who's strategic has a very suspicious mind, and someone who's very, like, I guess, more prone, maybe, to the concept of lying or the nature of it.
Right.
Or the curiosity surrounding it. Someone who's strategic, right?
Rest, yes.
Yeah, so... When I read that book, it's called A Higher Loyalty is what the name of the book is. And he talks about truth and honor in this day's society. And it just, the takeaway for me was how I wish I was more truthful and loyal, like had like a high standard of morality to base all of my actions off of. Whereas
right.
I feel like today's society... Because it's so accepting of fake news, and we have this president who's just like, you know, just lies like about things that aren't even important, right? He just like, just rattles off lies. He'll just say things that, you know, can scientifically be proven to be false, and people just accept it. So I think that that's a problem that we have like in this modern day society that maybe we could have been seeing head that direction had we like been, you know, looking for it.
I got a comment on this one. Now, more broadly, because I take everything broadly. I don't even see people as, you know, it's hard for me to even get into a politic discussion because I wouldn't even mention one person. I talk about, like, a state or a humanity. I can't go specific. But on the concept of that, this could be easily predicted, let's say, 20 years ago, that we were able to forge photographs at some point.
Mm.
Now we're getting to the point where we can forge... video
yeah,
in some forms
yeah.
There's no reason video and sound couldn't be all the amount of money that goes into multimedia and editing and CGI, and then we have upcoming virtual reality worlds we're building.
Mm-hmm.
It's going heavily in the direction, and then gene editing as far as on the DNA side, we are very towards the direction of editing every possible detail of humanity in this wonderful simulation.
Mm-hmm.
So one step along the way is it could be described as that, but to me it's more like it. We're going in a direction. I wouldn't even call it lies. I'd call it
editing
what people wanted to do the whole time. So
editing reality,
yes,
so to speak.
Yeah, like that was clear as day. If you asked me when I was 10, like there's some things we're like another thing I would say we've always been headed towards is like a constant dopamine button on our brain, mm-hmm. which you know Alex might be doing at the dance festivals. It's sort of that we because think about if a person could choose to just I'm happy for hours.
Yeah,
we're sort of doing a lot of people are you know there's a lot of who knows fentanyl or cocaine or whatever it is.
Yeah,
one of those kills you maybe. But yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
It was very clear to see a long time ago that people wanted those things in some form. Mm-hmm. And then now they're doing... And then 2 days ago, the guy in China is the first person ever to have edited somebody's DNA that is now born, the twin girls, he says. And then he talked to a scientific community about it. Mm. So on that point, yes, I always take things more broadly. It would only be that.
Mm.
Frankly, this is the funny part is... People, I think, should take note of this current moment where at least people still pretend there's realities somewhere.
Mm.
That's entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Armin went too deep. But, yes. So back to yours. You would like to have more of a base of...
Well, I don't know if I would say... I think the only reason I got into thinking about that was because the last time I think we met up,
yeah.
Was that for game night? We did a
yes,
game night?
Yes, we did a game night. I have a picture from that.
Yeah, and...
always take pictures of yeah. everybody. You forget stuff, you don't.
And I distinctly remember Armin...
It
was
Scrabble.
The game was... Yeah, he won Scrabble, granted.
Maybe, I don't remember, but...
Probably. Maybe.
Okay.
He's pretty good.
Thank you.
And the game that we were playing was Avalon.
Gosh. Nelson, tell them about Avalon.
And this is a game, if you don't know it, it's kind of like Mafia, or a werewolf kind of game where you get a role card and you are supposed to sort of play that role card. And often that involves getting people to believe you are either someone you're not or to get other people to believe that they are someone like a good guy or a bad guy in mm-hmm. this game. Basically involves a lot of lying.
Yeah, or people trickery.
Yeah, people trickery, like social...
Manipulation.
Engineering manipulation. Uh-huh. And I think because of my like upbringing, more of like an introverted, like I grew up a little socially anxious, and I always like admired the people who weren't feeling that way.
Shout outs to myself. I gotta throw myself in there.
And I think like the opposite people who I'd see on the opposite end of the spectrum of that were people who have like were like basically like con men or confidence men, which is actually where that comes from,
mm-hmm.
where they have like so much confidence that they can basically get people to believe whatever they say. And it was either that or I watched the movie Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, at a very impressionable age,
mm-hmm.
where it just kind of stuck with me that you can kind of do anything in a society if you just kind of like can sufficiently act like you belong or that's what you are doing or meant to be doing. That's, you know, you're allowed to do this.
You can create your reality.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you seen this movie?
No,
but
I believe that concept.
It's the story of Frank Abagnale. He was like this, he was just a kid, and he had like no credentials, but he was able to forge checks, become a pilot, mm-hmm. become a doctor, become a lawyer, and he made like cash like $2 million in like fraudulent checks just by being basically the world's first con man to do that, whatever the things that he did. But he did it in such a way that he basically was just playing the part, like acting like he belonged. And I think because I saw that as being like such a I don't know, a quality to aspire to, coming from where I was,
mm-hmm.
I always kind of would challenge myself in small situations to do stuff like that. So that's kind of why I like that game, mm-hmm. because it's like I'm not playing like myself. I'm mm-hmm. playing like someone who's like trying to trick you. Or it's like if I want to teach myself this skill, mm-hmm. then I would go like at this next level where I'm basically like straight up lying to your face.
Right.
And then like looking at you in the eye. And then, right. Yeah. And
Nelson, you're Armin's dressed well right now.
And Armin's experience with this is how do you like this game?
That's why I don't like the game. Like it's the not game. My thing. It's not his game. Yeah. Apparently, I'd be very good at it if I had any inclination towards it. But it's something about it that I have no interest in.
Is it the lying?
It's like it's a step beyond lying. I think that the other people are not worth me using effort to manipulate them to get a result. It's not my style.
Really?
Yeah. Like it's if I have to put in effort yeah. to manipulate you to think about something differently,
yeah.
it almost seems like I care too much what you thought about the thing in the first place.
Yeah.
So that concept.
It's a good quality to have, though, because I mean, if you can get people to believe whatever you say is true, I mean, it helps in life. I think the reason I've also been thinking about this too is because I do this and mm-hmm. I have like small time experiences like with all sorts of like stupid things I do,
mm-hmm. little things here or there.
Yeah, that I enjoy doing,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really like. They're not truthful things. They're not like, I guess, good things. But I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So I'll just give you an example.
You gotta do what you like, by the way. Just tossing that out there.
Something I did today was I was.
This is from today, by the way. I just.
I was trying to get a package rerouted from my, or get check the. It was either check the shipping status of a package or no, it's actually to, get status of a. Internet service provider's account holder, and then the internet service provider account holder in my household is my girlfriend Maria,
uh-huh.
and it's under her name, but I need to contact them because like we're having like outages in our area, and I need them to like you know right. reset my switch.
Check back. On the thing.
Yeah, and I was calling them, and they need the account holder's name, and
mm-hmm.
and I'm obviously not the account holder.
Obviously not.
And she's at work. So if I can't get them to right. do this, I can't have my internet for like another six, you know, five, six, 7 hours.
That's messed
so
up.
So I tell them my name is Maria.
Which
and
is?
And I have all the adequate, you know, details to prove that I am uh-huh. her. Like, you know.
Except for one key detail.
Like driver's license number, everything.
Your voice.
Yeah, except for my voice. So here I did. Goes. I had. Like
hey
one,
everybody.
Yeah, one person. I tried that actually. I told them, I said, yeah, I'm Maria, but it didn't work. So the first time they transferred me to a supervisor.
Oh really?
Yeah, they did. And then the second, because I figured they escalated the problem, I just hung up and tried again, called someone new. And
so this was person, it your voice that they did not.
It was either my voice or
you cracked. You cracked under the moment. Okay. Yeah.
And the second time though that they called. They told me, this guy actually was feeling brave,
mm-hmm.
and he told me, no, I don't believe your name is Maria.
Whoa.
Yeah. And
I've never run into that.
And he got really just confrontational, but because I had that first experience with the first person, I brought it out of myself. I said, are you assuming my gender right now?
Roasted. This is 2018. What a move.
Yeah. And this
as
is
far as chess moves go.
Yeah. And
oh, this is classic.
The level where he came from, like
oh my gosh.
Charging this aggressive level,
what a maneuver.
To this backtracking, and then
it just
topped
first,
it off
folks.
A little bit more when I said like maybe it's best that I just speak to a supervisor.
Dang.
And just backpedaling until I got what I wanted.
Man.
And
we are in 2018. It's almost December. Just yeah. letting you know the time frame.
And it's just things like that I enjoy. They just kind of like...
Well, there is something to that, yeah. you know? As far as what you are doing is examining the current framework that the world is in, yeah. a.k.a. what is applicable, and especially in the United States. If there's anything you're taught in the United States, it's grab, 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 push, 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 get, take, take, take. If you're not doing that in the United States, putting aside are you good or bad, it's just not efficient, I guess, in the United States to do anything else. Not that I'm recommending. I'm just saying it's just that's what this nation is built on. So that's some stuff. So that was just today. I was thinking your most recent example would be like 4 weeks from 3 weeks ago or something.
No, I.
So that was.
I enjoy life so much that it's interesting to me that people do stuff like that and that I do that and that there's that I can aspire to people or concepts like justice. Like I wish the world was completely just and like, you know.
Right.
But then
at
the
same. You're testing the framework.
Yeah. But at the same rate, me exists.
Nelson does what I do with people as far as poking at people, or I used to do a lot more of it, but still do like socially. He does it rules based or what the system is, checking on. Yeah, is this applicable? Does this go through? Exactly. Does this work?
Yeah, that's my favorite thing to do, to like be in a new system with rules and then to find out ways where you can still operate and get what you want using those rules.
Which you can't fault, because if it worked out, there's something there. That means that somebody in that position could actually say what you said, and it accurately, it was for them. And frankly, if it was for them, why is it not for you? This is a very relevant part of the... In the same way, I have a relevant part of society as far as social thing. It's very specific, but I know it's important to society. Yours is also important to society. Because if you take that out, if you take out the people who check on parts, you don't have the checks and balances and the poking at and examining the pulse of. And then things get... this is very important. Like a protector of society. I know it's an odd way to describe it, but that's how I see it.
The gray hat hacker, rather than the black hat.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is the other kind.
With some sense of morality.
Right.
Or so I say.
Frankly, I know it's there because the way you described it, you were like, you would like to have that sort of system. I said that once on episode 2 when I was interviewed on a YouTube show. It was like, I would like it to be a different way or this way or that.
Mm-hmm. But
that's all I said.
Yeah. But this is how it is, and this is how, you know, I'm going to use it to my advantage. That's all.
Or at least check the framework in my case. I don't really use it to my advantage.
Okay.
But similar framework.
Okay.
Now I want to throw in out of nowhere shout-outs to Winston.
Yeah, Winston and Pocky.
Winston and Pocky?
The dogs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thanks.
I want to give a shout-out because, wow, you know,
yeah, amazing. They're big fans. They're big fans of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just great dogs. It's great dogs.
Not really though. They're terrible.
They're terrible. Said by their owner. Now, do you? Well, that's good. That's very. That was from today.
Yeah. I mean, I can give you more examples of what I did in the past.
I'm a big fan of this because it's current. It's happening. He is testing the waters, and I don't know how many people do that, but also you need a little bit of oomph to go at it, because some people will be like, I'm worried about what the response will be or how I'll look, but Nelson's like, that's less relevant than me doing my thing.
Well, I do think that, but then I think that maybe that's an irrational thought or not a good thought to have if you want to aspire to be someone like, you know, some man with great confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to like look for chances to practice that.
Right.
And I think that's where that came from.
That's a great point.
Yeah. So maybe not the smartest idea, but that's kind of like where it originated from.
Wherever the white space to practice things is.
Yeah.
The room to practice is somewhere, right?
Yeah.
If I go into an empty room with no people, I can't do social practice. There's no people.
Yeah.
If you go into a thing where there's just, hi, welcome to McDonald's, here's a hamburger, there's nothing to check. But then if it's that, and you're like, I want to find the information. Does this work to do this? I'll try this. There's something to check on there.
Yeah.
And Nelson finds those.
What are your thoughts on the truth, telling the truth? Do you ever lie, Armin?
Here's the thing. The reason I am not towards that category is it bugs me that a person would think they're worth me lying to them. Mm-hmm. That concept kills me. Like,
Well, so, you would be lying to them, so it wouldn't be them. They wouldn't have any idea that
you're... Yeah, but I'd have to put in actual... Because lying, I've seen for... I read in books, little kids, the smarter kids lie. Because they figured out you have to know the truth, know a lie, mm-hmm. and then how to maintain it. It takes way more cognitive effort than just the truth.
Yeah.
So it's actually an advanced thing. And frankly, it's a way they see which kid is ahead of the other ones, which is funny. But for me to... Like, it just bugs me. Like, let's say there's John, right?
Yeah.
Why am I putting out more cognitive effort, using more of my glucose? I have sugar resources here in my prefrontal cortex, wherever else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use up my C6H12O6 to convince John I'm somehow better than the framework that I was already in.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, John can go fall into a big well of water, 40 feet deep. Good luck, John. I don't know. I actually know a John.
Well, the benefit, I mean, I just had to say,
yeah,
would be that they believe, right? Because I guess the biggest example we have now would be our president, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got to be where he is, partially, probably, with how he behaves, right? And terrible, like, terrible behavior, but...
We're getting political out here. Okay.
But if he were to, you know, spout these lies, and he just has so much power that if people believe him, once you get to the point where more people believe him than don't, then there's something to be gained, right? It's not like, it's not good. I'm not saying that's a good thing, but I'm saying that it's good for him.
What you're saying makes sense.
Yeah.
So
there's the benefit.
But I don't take into account the world outside of the one that I have in my mind.
Okay.
So even if it built more in that, I know what makes sense to me, and I always roll with that.
Okay.
If I actually considered other people's worlds in that way, I'd start to think about those things.
Mm.
But I don't give it weight. Well, it's sort of like, go ahead.
That's common. I mean, that's, I think...
I don't think it is common.
Well, I think all people are a little egocentric, right? We all see the world through other people's eyes, or through our eyes, or our mind put into their perspective. So like, if I think that, you know, it would be rude for someone to do something to me, I wouldn't do it to them, a little bit like that. So I mean, I think we all feel that in some way.
Well, no, I'm not doing it from an egocentric way, because, you know, whoop-de-doo my ego, but I don't want to give weight. Like, I know my world really well, right? But if somebody formulates, well, let's go with the Instagram world, right? There's somebody out there with 8 million followers, right? I probably still don't want to be right next to them, right? Like, they have a certain popularity with a certain group of certain people. It's not me. So I don't give it that weight. Same thing, I wouldn't give the other person weight for getting elected, or the other person. Like, great, you did that in that scenario. But when you're standing next to me, for some reason, I don't feel it.
I think that that's more of a rare sentiment in our society.
Yeah, no, it's not common.
Yeah, because I saw, like, a B-list actor, you know, once I was working at a restaurant, and I saw Donald Faison from Scrubs, and I'm a huge Scrubs fan.
Cool.
And I got nervous, like, you know, and...
Right.
And that's him, me, you know, giving him major clout, but...
So, you right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel it. I'll feel that. So, I think that it's rare that you don't feel that. I think that's probably a better way to approach the situation. Yeah.
It's not common.
Yeah.
What you're describing is way more common. And also, I think what lends itself to that too, on your end, is, you know, you watched the person's stuff or checked their stuff the whole time. They saw nothing of you. So there's an imbalance that built over all this time.
Yeah.
Which we never mention as people, because, like, oh, you saw 400 episodes of that person and they don't know you exist. There's an imbalance there. So obviously when you show up, you're like, I know you, which you do. And they're like,
I don't know. You. Yeah.
So that imbalance, I don't like to support it much. So that's why I'm cautious about what I watch, what I listen to much. I don't want to have that. Yeah. You know who also had that idea? A strategic person, Taylor Swift. I think she once said that she wanted to, I forgot how she said it, like, she didn't want to meet people until she'd already made it in some way. Oh, so wow. She'd meet them on that level. Because that first impression is a big deal. And to add another layer to this, I always mess with first impressions. I don't do this as much now, but I used to make a bad first impression on purpose. And then after that, be great, because that's hilarious. Because the mind is first impressions are a big deal, right? Yeah. So a person puts you into a box.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole rest of the time they know you, you're not in that box bugging the crap out of their mind. Like, it's very annoying when your mind is like, that person's a this, they're bad because of this, this. Uh-huh. Like, they built it in, and now you keep showing up doing good things, good this, good that. It's the worst. I find it very entertaining.
Wait, so you do that?
I used to do that more often, yes.
Oh.
And I wouldn't have told the people, so they probably would never know. Wait, they would just think poorly of me.
Isn't that, going back to what we were talking about, isn't that, in a sense, lying to them?
I mean,
to play, you know, to be the devil's advocate.
Let's see, is it lying? I think of lying like it's
misrepresentation.
We'll call it misrepresentation. Then yeah. We're along the same lines, because I gladly would do what I just described.
Okay.
I found it to be very entertaining.
Okay, so you do. So
because, and what's the reasoning behind it? I am very against that first impression weight. I know it's built into the minds, or it's so default in people. I don't do it. If I meet you the first time, okay. I average the first 20 times mm-hmm. to make an impression. But mm-hmm. most people, that first one is like, they put you into this firm handshake, this, you're this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't like that low level of mental processing.
Mm. Trolling. That's
cool. It's something along those lines.
I like to troll.
Right.
Yeah. We share something in common that way.
We're on a similar wavelength on some of these parts.
Yes.
But there is a difference that is noticeable in the parts that is like the of that confidence man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a different because mine seems more like and yours is like
Yeah.
But similar along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Now.
Yeah, I just used that on you like 10 minutes ago, right when we were. So we're recording in the Sheraton Hotel.
Oh, this is really cool, by the way. I forgot to include that.
Yeah, no, you can talk about it.
Tell them about it.
Okay. Well, it's cool. That's all there is to say, basically.
There's like 48 places here we could record an episode that are great. What a quiet room. There's so many regions. Just had to put that out there.
But was it worth the 30-minute walk?
It was worth the walk. We actually got a nice walk on the way up, too. Also, this is a smart move for life. Put yourself in places where you do things. It could be a combo, you know. We got to do the walk in the nice fresh air and then came back, and it's variety and stuff. You can combine things. Let's say if you're going to go make a soup, but at the same time you go to the kitchen, take some trash out, or listen to a pod. Combine things, you know, a podcast, listen to one, or make a call while you're... Find combos of things.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, we walked up a hill to here, exercise,
and
variety in the good air, fresh podcast. Air from the rain yesterday. Episode.
Yeah.
And these little things make a good life.
Yeah. Exercise and podcast always add up. It's a good... We were just joking that we'd be like breathing hard.
Right, at the beginning.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Hard breathing. I'll just actually do a stand up for a moment. See? Boom. Always keep your fitness good. When your fitness goes away, you are gone. Now, Nelson.
Yes.
You are in an area of Los Angeles, southernly, westernly. Now, do you like any of the cities near where you are at? What do you think about LA as a whole? Do you like this area? Do you plan to stay in Los Angeles? Those.
I like the transition, though, by the way.
Straight segue.
Yeah, just straight segue into something completely
very
different.
Smooth. Thank you.
I don't really know what I can say about the places I like. Classic Nelson answer.
Classic Nelson.
It's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any of the beaches there, do you like them? Do you go to them or not really?
I do when it's hot.
When it's hot.
Yeah. I mean, we get the breeze from the beaches.
Right.
So.
That's a good feature.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself in LA for an extended period or not?
I was just thinking about that the other day.
He was just thinking about it.
Like, I don't know why I stay here. I mean, I do know why. It's because my mom's here.
Mm-hmm.
My family's here.
Mm-hmm.
But
both guests, by the way, Alex Christie, been on the show.
Yeah. But my mom actually encourages me to leave. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I think I've boxed myself in here thinking like that's probably something else. Like, I got to think about a little bit more. But that's been on my mind, staying in L.A. I probably want to leave at some point. I don't really know. Where I'd go, though. I mean, I think I always want to somehow stay on the West Coast.
Right.
But, you know, I'm open to wherever life takes me. Although
a lot of parts of the country are a hard sell compared to where we are.
Yeah, I would miss being a guest on the show, though.
That's true. Yeah, and so, warm.
Yeah, so there's cons, definitely, to leaving.
Right. And not the cons that come with confidence, yeah. But just general cons. Yeah. Would you want to be freezing in New York?
Definitely not. I don't have...
Canada?
I don't have the
chops.
Yeah, I don't have the chops. I can't do.
Los Angeles is definitely a nice weather place. I didn't realize this stuff until I see certain conditions around the world, like when there was the recent poor air quality, that New Delhi has that all the time, or... you know, you don't see certain things till they happen here, and then you realize in some other area that happens 80 days a year or whatever it is. Mm. So it's a nice feature of this place, you know, and we get rain too.
Yeah,
occasionally.
That can't be a good sign.
Right. You mean the air quality in New Delhi?
No, I mean that we're talking about the weather.
No, it is a good sign because we're starting to see how important it is. Frankly, 20 years from now, I think weather will be even a bigger discussion than it is now.
Yeah, I just mean in the context of, you know, when you're making small talk with someone.
Yeah,
and
this
like
isn't small talk, okay? When humanity dies off because of a lot of warmth in the planet, it's no longer small talk. But actually, yes, generally it is small talk when it's like, oh, it's windy.
Yeah. But I guess, I mean, well, it's the Armin show. Armin show doesn't like to... box itself in and be about any one thing in particular. It's just about whatever is on your mind. What's on your mind recently, Armin?
Right.
Are you reading any books? See any movies?
So as far as movies, no. Zero on that, I think. I can't remember if there are any. But as far as books, the last one I read was about Heredity. She's Got Her Mother's Laugh by Carl Zimmer. I interviewed him. And then I have looked at The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene. I've read part of that. What a great guy. And then his interview was on Jordan Harbinger's podcast that I started listening to recently.
Any takeaways?
Yes. As from the book?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Laws of Human Nature. So it would be right up your alley, by the way. Okay. Frankly, the fact you're not reading it, offensive to humanity. it's right up your alley, Nelson. It is. I don't want to summarize it. It'll kill. Like, the takeaways would just be the chapter titles. Like, he very
one,
clearly
two, three,
labels out.
Five.
No, the descriptive labels on them. Like, one is about narcissism. They have full sentences and such. Basically, from the chapter title heading and, like, the sub, you can get the idea of what the chapter is going to be about. But his stuff is gold. Oh, now, from his podcast episode, there was a great takeaway I talked about. Mm-hmm. He talked about enviers. You'll have people around you that are the enviers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had this, and it's very de-energizing.
Really?
They want what you have, but they don't improve your thing.
Uh-huh.
So do you want those around?
Uh-huh.
Not really.
I guess not.
You want people that build you up, which is very few individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about that, and there have been people that I especially didn't notice them when I was younger. But they definitely don't want you doing well. And they'll say things, do things, with the hopes that you'll give up on things that are well in your life.
Yeah.
Have you had any people like that?
Like sabotage? People who sabotage?
Attempt to sabotage or sabotage sometimes me. Words of negativity or tear you down a little bit?
I wouldn't say I've had a great many people trying to sabotage me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm lucky, I guess, to probably have not really experienced that much. If I have, I mean, it's probably been on like a very subconscious level where, you know, like people just kind of are doing the pecking order stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
Probably like high school.
High school.
Probably, yeah. You know, like...
a little bit of order there.
Yeah. I think that's where everyone would say the pecking order is really like...
Who's who? Who's that?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Yeah. That's like a thing, you know, so
right,
probably there, I'm sure. Everyone probably has some experience with that,
maybe at a city position. Now, have you ever been a part of the city as far as positions?
I have, actually.
Was it great?
It was mediocre.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which I think means average almost, but not exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a good connotation, mediocre.
It was adequate.
Adequate.
It was adequate.
Did you meet... Would you meet with everybody? Did you meet all kinds of different personalities, or was there certain defaults of personalities?
There was all types of personalities, but there was, I guess, a general overall sort of like description, I guess, that everyone would fit into. And I think that that would be like conservative.
Conservative?
Yeah. Another one of your guests used to work in the city. I don't know if you know a Gary Kazazian.
Gary Kazazian.
And I think that was... I think it was him or either someone else where I spoke to where they were telling me that that's kind of one of the things that they saw in common with everyone, because it's like such a safe job, such a almost meaningless with what you're doing. It feels meaningless because you're just, you know, enforcing municipal rules and regulations or that you don't actually, you know, you don't really believe in
right
so strongly the ordinance for, you know, street sweeping on, you know, holidays or something.
That's
like
so
that.
Specific. Yeah. And this is true. Who wakes up with the passion? Like, you know what? Yeah. The ordinance for street sweeping needs to be altered for a framework that includes this holiday because of that's really specific.
Yeah. So you can imagine dealing with that sort of stuff all the time. But I mean, it's nice. It was a system. Mm-hmm. That had rules that I got to, you know, mess around with for a little bit.
Right.
But it was, I think, at the whole time I was in it, I never really imagined it being the thing that I would do for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is... I usually add this at the end, but I want to include it now because it says something about the person. If you had a message to tell all people the world, what would that be? Like in a sentence or whatnot?
Just embrace world peace.
No, okay.
No.
Okay. But
I guess that's me trolling the podcast.
What a troll. But no. What is one that maybe a little bit less ideology and more like your something that represents you in a sentence?
I don't know. I guess aspire to be better version of yourself every day, or, you know, look at people who have qualities that you don't have,
mm-hmm.
or that you don't have yet,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, try and think about what makes them have those qualities, and even if you can't make yourself do it, like at least aspire to it. So like right now I'm aspiring to be more honest and things like that. What about you?
Well, I will actually answer that because of this, and then I'll check back. So what about me? The sentence or the message would be, well, there's a few of them. I could do like 8 in a row. Mm. But one of them, what would be the key one? There's too many. I'll pick this one. It's not so relevant. So whatever the thing is, whoop-de-doo, we're about to recreate it in 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
In visual form or like anything taken seriously today looks comical 20 years from now. I don't care what category it is.
That's true.
Anybody taking anything too seriously today looks funny in 20 years. Real funny.
Yeah.
But amazingly, a lot of people are still taking stuff real seriously every day. So, you know, clap for those.
Mm.
And then back to yours, I was going to ask... I got cut off with my own thoughts because I, you know, I said a bunch there. But yours, oh, wouldn't being more honest be kind of boring? Like going from to the just honest seems a little dull. What's the motivation on that side? I mean, I guess it looks better. It comes across better.
Well, I think society would benefit, like overall, if everyone was more honest. I think, you know, the whole fake news thing is really...
That's not going anywhere, but more... I can't even... The term I don't really believe in. Just altered stuff, it's only going to go more.
Hmm.
There's no way it's reducing.
at some point, I think it'll reach like a critical level where, because it's like that and it's accepted and people grow up that way, like you're growing up in a world where the facts that are presented as facts, you know, can't be relied on, people will maybe learn to become more dishonest, and it'll just propagate into more and more chaos. And
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that's just kind of why it's on my mind lately.
Right. I see it only going in the, like, there's a few things that are only going in one direction because of the band One Direction. They will all be motivated by that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You don't know you're beautiful. So,
well, I do know.
No, no, that's the song. Troll Fest. Got him. He knew it too, and I was trolling with the troll comment. Yeah. But some things in life are only going in one direction, and we're definitely increasing entropy. We're going to go with that socially. And the created content, it's not like we're going to go back to, no. And then also, what is our wonderful town of Los Angeles built on? People going on a screen, presenting an emotion that's not their actual emotion. And then some person in Kansas paid money to see them, funneling money from Kansas to Los Angeles. And then the person from Kansas has a son who wants to make it by moving to Los Angeles. Like, if people looked at the angles behind their lives, it would look really funny.
Yeah.
But the fact that nobody does, they're just like, I'm going there. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm
never thought about it that way.
Right?
Yeah.
Sorry for breaking down reality too much. Armin, tone it back. But some variation of what I just described happened. And there is definitely hilarious scenarios happening around the world where people don't even know that they indirectly caused harm to, like, their friend or their neighbor or their mom by whatever they did in the same way I just described, because they didn't feel whole in the first place. It always comes from not feeling whole in the first place. That's why you run to the Gold Rush or to the Los Angeles or to the show you need to watch to get away from it. Whatever it is, if you were whole already, no one could, like, pull you towards their thing. You'd be like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But because there's, like, an emptiness you feel inside, you run towards... We have like 48,000 things to run towards right now.
Yeah. I like the format of your podcast. There's like no clear host or interviewer.
Right.
Just two people talking.
That's the best way.
But not talking like we have a normal conversation though either.
Right? Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like the live microphone. We don't normally talk like this all the time, do we?
You know, we don't know that we don't know. Like, we don't... Well, yes, it has more of a takeaway value for the listener, and it's more directed at what people would be hearing than if it was just us.
Yeah.
So that's how it is different. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's very strategic in that way, straight from Nelson.
Not like most podcasts, too, where the guest is actually someone who's, like, notable or has a following.
Oh, also, that's another thing I don't believe in. These are things, I do these things, and people will always look at me like, oh, Armin, like, I know what people think. People think I don't know what I know what you're thinking, all people that they see my stuff. I know what would get views and what would, but I don't believe in it. Nelson, to me, is, he represents an element of our collective. Also, a lot of this stuff I'm connecting with, we have certain similarities. Like, there's things to look at, but yet, instead of, it's the same reason we have like inequity in society. The one person has like 4,000 times the wealth, the other person, they're clearly not 4,000 times as, you know, interesting or whatever, but that's the funnel effect. So I don't believe in it, that's all. And so if I gave that kind of weight to things, we would all just be contacting the top person to contact, and there would be no long tail. And the internet is all about the long tail, because that's where reality was the whole time. Yeah. I don't like to give too much weight to the stuff other people believe in. Because every single time, 10 years later, whenever I listen to other people, it's always wrong. Every single time. I've never listened to people, and then 10 years later, I was like, that was a good idea.
Yeah, you might be right.
I always lose. When you listen to other people, other than the voice in your head, 10 years later, they're gone, and you lost.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone, and you lost.
That's it goes pretty well for like advice too, like
Nelson's phone makes funny sounds. Go ahead.
Makes a cuckoo sound. For asking for people for advice,
uh-huh.
right? Or posting for people and advice, like on some place like Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an interesting comment the other day where it's like, you ask for help, and this person for 30 seconds of their life, they're in your life.
Right.
They're in your life. They're seeing what you're feeling. They're relating. Right. They're empathizing
for 30 seconds.
For 30 seconds, but then 10 seconds later, they're watching a video about, you know, a cat.
Right.
And you're gone from their existence.
Right.
But they can leave you like advice, words, things that can, you know, have weight at the time, but really they have almost no weight when you think about the context.
Right.
Right. So why would
they're not you? They yeah. barely know like 2.2 billionths of a percent of you.
Right.
So, yeah.
So that's an interesting way to think about advice too. You know, kind of trusting yourself.
You listen.
Yeah.
10 years later, they're gone and you lost. It's the worst combo ever.
Yeah.
They're gone and you lost. The other one, 10 years later, you won because you listened to yourself. And guess what? Funnily enough, they're still there.
Mm-hmm. It's Armin Show, the new format.
This one's too informative. This episode, we're supposed to keep it at, you know, a certain level of informativeness, but this one has outdone that. So I hope you guys aren't offended.
Yeah.
Listeners. A lot of good is coming from this one. I don't know if it's the lighting or whatnot, but.
Maybe.
Yes. Maybe. Now, as a closer here,
mm-hmm.
what is one, one of these two, either what is one question you have for me, which is hilarious as a closer, why would that be about me if it's a, and second one, we're going to cut that one out.
Nelson, edited in post.
Yes. Have you, as far as people, have you had any people that you've looked up to or that you have peered in some way? So somebody that you look up to them, listen to their stuff, they kind of mentor you, or somebody you have mentored in some way. Where have you been along that? Is there a person that either you mentored or they mentored you?
Well, I think we all sort of like fall on both sides
big,
of the spectrum
big.
To some degree, because I feel like, I mean, I have been mentored in the sense that I seek knowledge from other people,
uh-huh.
and I listen to it whenever they've gone through an experience that's relatable to my own.
Uh-huh.
But I also do seek out people who have similar experiences to my own,
mm-hmm.
or if I think I see something in someone where like that was a trait that I had seen in myself when I was younger or more naive, because we both, you know, tutor,
right?
So
we both tutor,
so we kind of dabble in teaching,
right?
Like either methods or, you know, habits, or so I think we all kind of at some point mentor someone, even without calling ourselves mentor.
This is 100% true. Yeah. Also, do you have a person?
Yeah. So we seek out those moments, and I think I've done that as well as benefited from the other end of the spectrum too.
Huh.
Yeah. Maybe too general. I don't know.
Not too general, but it did not come with a specific individual in that category.
Yeah. So to answer your question, yes.
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 Oh, great. This is a good thing. It's always good to look around and see who is there
listening
as a resource
to the podcast.
But remember, once again, even they're a resource, they're still not right you. Now. What?
No, I'm just making a joke.
Oh, you may be making a joke. I'll listen back on the audio later to see what that was. They're not you. So take it with a grain of grinded pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson, I want to thank you and gladly, I'm trying to make this sentence very grammatically odd, so have welcomed and with, nevertheless. But no,
appreciate
glad
it.
To have had
appreciate
you add on episode 194.
Lucky 194.
Of the show as we move towards the future.
Yeah, I look forward to future episodes.
Boom. And we are out.